Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we're watching another two episodes of Power Rangers Mystic Force, Fireheart, and Stranger Within, Part 1. So, without any further ado, we're going to jump right into our first episode, Fireheart, and we're going to get things started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Fireheart was the seventh episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on March 27, 2006, written by David Garber and directed by Mark Beasley. David Garber, this might be his first writing credit so far for the show. I don't recognize the name.
Yes, Professor, I have the map. And it's more fascinating than we ever dreamed. I'm on my way.
Taxi! Oh. It's not yellow.
Metropolitan Museum, and hurry.
Oh! Well, that's different. You forgot your stuff. Including that thing.
Alrighty.
Hey, Vita's changed her hair. No, but it's weird.
Nice work, Xander. I like the way you've got everyone working. You are a born leader. Hear that, guys? Born leader.
Mm-hmm. Who's the old guy, boss?
Who's the old guy?
Oh.
Guys, Jake Bonebreaker. The man who put metal and metalhead, lead guitar and vocal on metal mega classic, Harry Hatchet. Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Play it, like it. Class dismissed.
Guys, who wants to take care of the king of metal?
Not me.
Me either. He's older than my dad. I got things to do.
Sorry. Heavy metal makes my nose bleed. Fine. I myself. Fuck everything else around here.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
From some magic. Vibasum. Erupt.
Hello, Cincinnati!
Slight magical malfunction.
Uh-oh.
Rangers, there's a very strong dark magic presence in your area.
We can't all split on Toby. B and I'll check it out. You guys help with the heavy metal boy.
Yeah. Do you want some metal?
Some metal?
Some prunes.
That's disgusting.
Excellent. Korag and Mordekon will be most grateful.
That was a cool trick.
Nothing down here but a taxi.
But the taxi's gonna attack. Ew. It's a transformer. Bop 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 bop. Ouch. You should morph. Hey, that's what they're doing. Go with Mr. Changeo. Oh, that works a lot better when you're morphed. Now, where did that come from? Oh.
Necroli! Who else?
Yes. And I believe you've met my friend.
Mate, can you dial it down to 10, please? We don't want to bring in Toby.
Jake Bonebreaker, at my record shop. I need a camera.
Nick and Peter are in trouble. Let's go.
Oh, wait, what about Jake?
One more try. Vivacum erect.
Such an
honor. Does it work? It did work.
Cardboard. I must be losing it.
Here they are. Hold it. Time to end this party. Deliver the map. That's just crazy.
Well, you saw it do it once. But he's got a motorcycle. He should be able to chase it.
We've got another problem.
Smile. Looks like we're on camera.
You need to protect your identities at all cost. This tape could put us all in danger.
Wait, what was that?
It looks like some kind of map.
Yes, but there's more to it than that. It's a map written by the ancients.
Let's take a closer look.
Oh, that is very interesting. Screenshots.
Oh, my. I thought this was lost. It's the map to the Fireheart.
The Fireheart? No way! What's the Fireheart?
Oh, good.
The ancients believed it to be the source of tremendous power.
Which means we need to
find it. Is Vita's hair pink
now? Before Nikolai gets her scaly little hands on it.
Oh, that won't be easy. It says that you must traverse the Sumerian forest.
That's all right. We like forests, don't we, guys?
This one is unlike any you know. Imagine your worst nightmare.
That's easy. My mom puts my cell phone in the dryer, and the next time we morph, my uniform is really tiny.
Oh.
You are about to begin the most dangerous journey you have ever undertaken. Your path will be filled with unimaginable danger, evil creatures. Ravenous demons.
Chip seems to be excited about
now
this.
Go. Remember, returning with the Fireheart will not be your success. Your success will be to return at all.
Okay.
This isn't so bad.
Go back.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Me either.
I am. I'll take the lead on this one. I know how to read maps pretty well.
Are you sure?
Like Toby said, I'm a born leader.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
It's all yours.
Okay. Team Xander. Onward.
If he was a born leader, wouldn't he be red?
Oh, this is my kind of place.
It sure isn't mine. Okay, what was that?
I like how in Power Rangers, whenever they're doing one of these things, the Rangers always seem to follow in a line. Even in Mighty Morphin. And the movie.
Just say stop. Woe is for horses. I don't see any horses here. Do you?
Okay, I got it.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
I've had a feeling something's been following us since we started. But I don't want to say anything because I always think someone's following us.
It's only Phineas.
Oh, it's only the Rangers.
Look, sorry, Phineas, we're on an important mission. Don't have time for a visit.
Whoa.
Tell you what, seeing you have so nice sleep, I'll take you through the forest.
Maybe we should let Phineas lead. Sounds like he knows a place.
Yeah.
I like him. He knows what he's talking about. I know this forest like the back of my... Oh, lucky me. New wart.
Look, don't need anything. I know exactly where I'm going. This way, team.
Okay. Well, no problem. Have a nice day. Just, sorry I'll never, ever see you again. But hey, have fun.
Always a positive.
Hold up. Excuse me,
ray of sunshine.
We're going in circles. We passed that tree stump like 3 times. Admit it. We're lost.
We are not.
We are too.
You're also sinking.
We are
sinking.
Swamp sand!
Everybody ranger up! Magical source! Missing force!
It doesn't work. Hey, if you stop moving, you won't sink, right?
Let's reevaluate. Take out the map.
Uh-oh. Bye-bye, map.
Great. A map? Who needs a map? I've looked at that thing a million times. It's all up here.
And that's supposed to make us feel better.
Whoa! Ooh.
Hurry, fools! The master will reward me when I bring him the secret to the fire heart.
Well, if you catch up to those guys. Oh. Hey, Spider-Man's here!
Powers, they're useless. And so are the two of you.
So is this the Marvel Spider-Man? Or the Toei Spider-Man? Or the Kamen Rider Spider-Man? That's the question.
Now where?
It's that way. I wouldn't go that way.
Hey! He can help!
Realize that landing on my feet was easier than landing on my face.
Maybe now
only a couple years.
Phineas for his help.
We don't need anything. We are fine.
Ah, he's right. You don't need anything. Because very soon, you're going to be eaten by a boar beast. But hey, once again, have a nice day.
He's just trying to scare us. Come on, guys.
Wait a minute. I'm going with Phineas.
Me too. Guys?
Guys?
Sorry, Xander.
I know where I'm going. Okay, then. Okay. I'll cover your shifts for 2 weekends at the Rockporium if you stick with me.
Make it 3.
Deal. Chip?
Deal. I always wanted to see a boar beast anyway.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
It's not much further.
No, this isn't going to go well.
Is that a boar beast?
After you, ma'am. There you go. Congratulations. You've officially made it out of the Cimmerian forest. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got things to do.
Let's hope one of those things is a bath. Long way down.
Ooh.
Come on.
That's a quarry.
Let's find a fire heart and get out of here.
Guys, look. I think we made it. Sea gang, Team Xander comes through safe and sound.
Yeah, where's the hole? Yep.
Xander,
huge manga spider. So if you're out of the forest, that means your morpher should work now?
No.
Well, that looks shiny.
Think that's it?
It's worth a shot. Let's see if we've got our powers back.
Yes, you do. Kaboom!
Yes!
I'll take it from here.
Hot stuff.
Ooh.
Secret of the Fireheart.
Oh! you shouldn't have taken out of the thingy. Whoa, did she just go Irish there? Scottish. It's mine! The fire heart is mine! I don't know if that's a good accent, sorry. If anyone happens to be listening to this that is Scottish, I apologize for that. You could have morphed. Home, James. The taxi, of course.
You think we would have learned this by now?
Let's ranger up.
Yeah, what's his name? Nick has a motorcycle he can use. See, there it is. Told ya. Yeah.
It's never too late for that.
Phineas!
Yo! Spider! Come and eat me! You know what they say? Once you've tasted troubling of their food, it'll be your problem. Sorry, guys. I'm not a great rhymer. Especially at this time. Back to the spider. Come on! Over here! Come try a rare delicacy. Troubling Tartar.
I wonder if that's really Kelson Henderson flipping around. I'm thinking no. Slight problem. How are the other guys gonna get out? Oh, that's handy. There sounds like there was a bottom.
My mistake. Apparently it isn't bottomless. Hey. There. Nah.
Phineas, will you lead us?
Sure, Xander. It would be my honor.
It's not following very well.
I'm over you.
You missed. Wait. He already went over it and was past it. Fired back and then went over it again. That's a continuity problem there. Well, that's going well. Well, that was cool. See, that's cheating. Although the black lightning there was kind of cool for a second.
Time
wonder if they actually filmed them hitting the buttons each time, or if they just did it the one time and then they just keep reusing that footage. I wonder if in the Sentai they actually went through the whole everyone gets to touch it thing. Kick it, or whatever. Oh, Titan Megazord! That's the name of it. I like that it's... They act like it lifts up the hat, even though I think it's just... looking up. Is this it? Why, this is not much of a fight at all, is it? It's a map or a picture drawing.
I'm really sorry, everyone. I guess part of being a born leader is knowing when to follow.
Well, it's not a total loss. You've learned from this, Xander.
Hey,
hello, mates. My tour bus broke down, so I thought I'd kill some time in here while it's getting fixed. Oh. Hey, handsome lad, ain't he?
Jake, you have got to be our boss. He is your biggest fan.
Toby! Guess who's here? Jake Bonebreaker!
Well, I'm not falling for that again. The work you're
doing. That's kind of funny.
One half of the puzzle is worthless!
Looks like she has the same half.
I alone must possess the power of the fire heart!
Did they both have the left half? Ah, probably a two-part episode worth of plan, right? That wasn't bad. That was weird. I didn't like the mud, but I'm not a mud guy. That was a fine episode. Whatever the fire heart is, it'd be nice to know what that is. I mean, I know that comes back later. In fact, I was kind of surprised to see it as the title of an episode this early in the series. But, yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with our next episode.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers Mystic Force on Shenix.
Action. I get to say it out loud.
That's why it's a secret videography. Now go.
Call me Chip the Magnificent. Just kidding. But look, I am the Mystic Force Yellow Ranger.
Power of lightning, Yellow Thunder!
Shocking, isn't it?
A brand new season!
Power Rangers, Mystic Force!
Premiering next Monday night at 7, 6 Central on Disney. Magic that's beyond belief. Shenix! Now, back to Power Rangers Mystic Force on Shenix!
Alright, and we're back. We're ready to start our next episode. Stranger Within, Part 1. And we are going to do that in 3, 2, 1, go. Stranger Within, Part 1, was the 8th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on April 3rd, 2006, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Mark Beasley. Hey, it's New Tech City again.
Hey!
Sorry, Lily, we're closing.
Perfect. That means you have no excuses for not taking me to see this great new DJ tonight.
No can do. Already have plans.
Please?
Don't waste your time throwing yourself at him, Lee. Throw yourself at me.
Yeah.
Okay, you can come with me.
Cool.
Well, that's nice.
And he can't go either. He's the one I have plans with.
DJ Fly. Never heard of him. Any good?
He's just like the hottest new DJ around. Surprised you haven't heard of him.
I better check this guy out.
Great. You can go with me.
Vita has plans too.
But there's new talent in town. Our plans can wait till tomorrow.
No, they can't. You gave your word that you'd help me. Thanks for the invite, Lily. Some other time. We're closed.
We have half the Fireheart scroll to figure out. Chip and Madison are waiting a Rukor, remember?
Since when did you become Nick, the Good Witch of Briarwood?
You coming, V?
Be there in a few. I got some paperwork to catch up on.
Paperwork, really?
DJ Fly. You like? I like. It's so hypnotic. I know what you mean. I can, like, listen to it for
it's a very small club. Uh-oh.
No. Mom, not now. I promise I'll do my homework in the morning. Mom? That's so unfair. My mom just totally blew a fuse. I gotta go. I'm really sorry.
I better split too.
No, no, don't. Now I feel guilty.
Okay. But I'll just stay for one
Everyone's
more song.
Dancing and really slow.
The music.
Okay. Oh, that's new.
I give up. Maybe we're not meant to find the secret of the Fireheart.
Come on, don't give up. Never give up.
Wow, Nick, that's inspiring.
Yeah, that's what I thought when Adana yelled it at me this morning when I was ready to quit. By the way, where is Adana?
Last time I saw Udana, she was teaching Claire another invisibility spell.
Which could be the problem right there.
Yo, crew. Sorry, I'm late.
Late? We haven't seen you since yesterday. That's beyond late. So much for giving us your word.
Relax. You're not my dad. So I missed a night of saving the world. Good news is, world's still here.
V, it's not that you missed last night. You missed all day, too. It's nighttime again.
I was worried.
Really?
About you.
Wow.
Look. I'm sorry. I gave my word and I blew it. It won't happen again.
Hey, no problem, V. We all make mistakes.
Hear me, Red Ranger. Or all of Briarwood will be sorry.
Uh-oh. She seems happy.
Why bother?
What? Oh, this is new.
Man, look at V go.
Well, this catching up on your sleep thing seems to be paying off for her.
Before.
Neither have I. That was just weird.
Ha! Tornado power! Oh, sis!
Hey, yeah!
Way to go, V.
Very impressive.
Ooh.
How about a real challenge?
Oh, really? Already? Can't fight him on the ground, huh?
Ranger! to your last fight.
Yeah! That's what you think.
Wolf attack.
Oh. Ouch. Oh. I didn't realize he was that much bigger than... Well, I should have.
Could use some help, B. Incoming! Gotcha! A little game of catch, Corey?
I'm not done yet. Need your catastrophe.
What? Oh, the horse, right. They didn't quit, they were just checking on her.
Guys, we have to help her.
Sis!
Veda! V!
What happened to Veda at the club the other night?
V's been acting a little strange since then.
She was acting kind of strange at the club. She was, like, nice to me, even talking to me.
Lele, this is important.
All right. I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary, but I couldn't stay. My mom called and I had to leave. Vita was fine when I left.
Oh.
And had a better tan.
Hey, V.
Hey.
Feeling any better?
Guess so. I'm just a little sensitive to sunlight.
Pale complexion. Sensitive to sunlight.
Oh! Well, that's interesting.
You let the Rangers get away on purpose. Why did you not finish them? Why do you not destroy them? Perhaps you can't. Do not question my strength. Then why? There is no honor in destroying a weaker enemy.
True.
When they get stronger, and they will, then I'll silence their breath.
He cares about honor. I don't.
This is the first time he's mentioned honor.
Baby, let's rock and roll.
You slept like a log, 22 hours worth.
Hey V, say a few words to your fans.
All right, I'll show you a new pose that came to me in a dream.
After such a long nap, you must be very thirsty, V.
What's that?
Juice.
Oh, what? Did you think it was blood? Pardon me? I am a card-carrying member of Count V. Containment of Underworld Nocturnal Transylvanian Vampires Club, and I found myself a vampire.
My sister is a vampire.
Pale skin, sensitivity to light, sleeping all day, thirst for blood, textbook vampire signs. Come on, guys. We're late for work.
I'll meet with you guys later.
Wait for work.
Before I go.
But if it's supposed to be nighttime,
okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Why are they going to work?
I'll stay here and go in with V.
By the way, Chip, you were right. I am a vampire.
Ooh, that's nice.
Except for you. You're a blood-sucking night demon.
There's that.
I don't
want to be a vampire.
Who does? But I'm going to help you. I promise.
Sorry. I just can't help myself. You know I'd never hurt you.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's a very fine line between hurting me and biting me to give me eternal life. It must have happened when you went to listen to that DJ. We find him and we'll get to the bottom of this. I'll call the others and let them know what we're up to.
No. They already think you're off your rocker. Let's get as much info as we can, then tell them.
This could be a two-clove night.
Meanwhile, they're just using the same... Oh, he should not be in there. You know, that looks...
You're a lot better than he is. B?
He reminds me of, Toku Chris? No, that's not his name now. Oh! Oh! Come on, Chip! So they got another ranger, but they're not going to do anything to him?
Nice try, Fang Face. But you'll have to get up mighty early in the night to pull one over on me.
Ha.
Earplugs.
No math.
You gotta have a... Ooh! Ouch. That works on her, too?
Just kidding.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so. Could morph.
Alright. Let's try a big trick.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good either.
The game is just beginning. Flytrap, destroy the girl.
Go!
Ouch, that had to hurt. Go, my servants, go into the night and destroy the city. And in a few hours, when the sun rises, you will all turn to ash.
Oh, that's not good.
Chip.
You know what's funny?
Chip,
is that all these other episodes leading up to this have seemed to take, like, just fly through. This is taking quite a while.
You could have stopped
this is moving quite slower.
Chip, always the hero.
Slower? Slower.
No, not a hero. Just a friend. Remember when we were seven and the kids picked on me for bringing that superhero costume to school on Halloween?
You wore that costume every day.
Oh, okay.
You even wore it to prom.
I looked good.
Prom?
Too.
Jeez.
Anyway,
when they were seven?
You stuck up for me. You told them I was your friend. And they'd have to go through you to get to me. Like it or not, I'm your friend for life. So, even if you're a vampire, I'll never give up on you. And I'll fight those that try and hurt you with my last breath. You have my word. Will you fight with me, V?
Do we even have a chance?
Technically, no. But we're fighting with our hearts. And, well, they don't even really have hearts, do they?
Good point.
And V, it'd be a shame not to use your new pose.
V!
guys!
You're out here awfully late. What is going on?
Chip and Veden show for work. We think there may be a problem.
They seemed all right the last time you saw them?
Well, not exactly. Veda's been acting very strange, and Chip thought that she might be... Well, these are Chip's words, not ours. A vampire.
Well, there are many things in the woods that seem unbelievable, but I assure you, they do exist.
Oh!
Hey, I just thought of something. This morning I took some video of Veda. Hey, V, say a few words to your fans.
All right. I'll show you a new pose that came to me in a dream.
After such a long nap, you must be very thirsty, V.
Okay, that's weird. She was dead center frame when I took this, and now she's not there.
Her image will not appear on video.
If she's a vampire.
Not in a mirror.
Tomato juice!
Chip was right.
It was blood.
She is a vampire. Find them, Rangers.
I think this is our second vampire.
Let's go.
First since Carlos and Turbo.
Children of the night! Go forth and destroy your beloved city! Go now, for at sunrise you will all be turned into ash!
Hold it right there, Flytrap!
You okay?
Never better.
Good. Let's swap this fly. Strong as a tree. Green Mystic Ranger.
Hey, something they haven't done since the last time Bruce Kalish wrote an episode. Roll call. Oh, that actually worked.
Magistab, crossbow mode, fire.
Nice one, Chip.
Interesting sound effect for jumping. That's a new trick they haven't done before. Well, all of them. They should be mystically dizzy, though.
Let's even this out.
Yeah, you got it.
They didn't say anything, they just go, yeah. That's a cool trick. Uh-oh.
No.
What? Oh.
We have to break the spell. Fast. Ready. Ancient power. Mystic Windmill.
Hurry up. Hey, they're okay now!
Woo. Chip saved the day. I got my sister back. And Briarwood teenagers are back to normal.
Yeah, it's always so great.
Hey, so Nick, now that you know vampires do exist, how about joining the Count V Club?
Not interested.
Wait, before you make a hasty decision, let me show you.
I would like to point out, well, it's a music store, so I guess it's okay, but 2006, records weren't a big thing.
Vampire chalk?
Wait.
vampire chalk?
No vampire hunter worth his wooden stake goes anywhere without it. Just draw a circle around the vampire, and they cannot cross the line.
What is he doing?
Showing how vampire chalk works.
Sorry, these are $300 Lesage boots.
Of course.
Near chalk near someone else's feet.
So, if Vita was a vampire, she couldn't cross that line.
Yep. Hey, babe, we got any Coltrane on CD?
Let me check.
Uh-oh.
V, are you all right?
Oh, she's still a vampire. But wait a minute. They destroyed the monster. She was in the daylight and she was fine. I hope you have an explanation for this, Mr. Kalish. That was definitely a slower episode than we've had up to this point. Weird. Anyway, alright, well that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Next time we will see the conclusion of this, Stranger Within Part 2, as well as the next episode after that, Petrified Xanda. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful week.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by 2TrueFreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.